Rave Radio. Greetings and salutations, fellow AV Insiders. I am your host, Johnny Moda. This is the show AV Insider, as I previously just mentioned. It is a rave podcast hosted on the Rave Radio Network. As always, I have a special guest today who I'm very excited to speak with, like all my guests, because they all have very important things to say. But this one is kind of centric to an event that's coming up soon, which we'll get into shortly. As always, I'd like to thank the sponsor of the show because they keep the cloud moving along here in this Northern California undisclosed location. Ingram Micro, they are the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out all the wonderful product offerings they have for you. Some of them have been my past guests multiple times, and I'm not going to tell you them all because I'm going to force you to go to their site, ingrammicro.com. Check them out there, and maybe you even know some of the guests I'm talking about. But as I mentioned, I have a very special guest who is now the new CEO of Cedia, Vincent Bruno. Vin, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate being able to speak to you today.
Yeah, I'm excited. Now, I should probably ask before we go any farther, do you prefer Vincent or Vin?
I like Vin.
Vin, okay, cool. I'm going to start calling you Vin if I didn't already in the past. Vin, you and I met a few years ago in San Francisco for the first time. We had kind of, I think, maybe tweeted back and forth when you were previous at another company. But you and I met in person at Macworld, three years ago, maybe?
We did. I think we even had dinner together.
We sure did. San Francisco has a lot of really nice places to eat. And I believe it was a steakhouse off the wharf or something like that, or just off the piers down there.
I remember being a really nice place, and I think we had a nice view of the water.
It definitely wasn't bad on either count. Yeah, it was a really nice place, and it was a nice place on the water. So I'm glad we met in such a cool place. I don't really make it to the East Coast very often, and so when we met at Macworld, of all places, for those of you out there who don't know, I'm not a huge supporter of the Mac products, although I am using a few right now. Just don't tell the rest of the internet. I was covering a Mac show. All things Mac, right? Some pretty cool stuff. And a previous employer of Vin was there, which maybe leads me into my first question, Vin. Can we talk a little bit about your past or your previous experience and knowledge of our industry that kind of led you up to where we are today?
Sure. It's kind of fun to think about my career, you know, and my history. So when I had the opportunity to interview for this position, you know, it dawned on me that for my entire 31-year career, I have been serving our channel.
And
really? Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cedia, this position that I have is only my fourth job in 31 years.
Hey.
And my three previous jobs were with manufacturers serving what I like to say is the Cedia channel, our Cedia members. And, and that's even longer than Cedia has been in existence. So, you know, I quickly came to realize that I'm perfectly suited for this position. And I feel strongly that having served our members for all these years, that I'm actually the perfect person for the job.
Wow. I'm just going to take a note here really quick saying that for the show notes, invented Cedia. Okay, we're good.
I don't know that I invented Cedia.
You've been surfing our industry prior longer than Cedia's been around, so it's kind of like you helped formulate it.
Well, yeah, it was 1984 that I started working with integrators, and Cedia was formed in 1989.
And back then, you were in the integration field or working with integrators from the manufacturer standpoint.
That's correct. And, it's evolved from, to where it is today. But a lot of our integrators started actually on the broadcast side and, you know, that National Association of Broadcasters world. And, and it's the same, I have friends going back 31 years that, you know, are integrating some of the most beautiful homes with our technology.
I'm trying to think where I was 30, what do you say, 31 years?
31 years, yes.
31 years ago. Carry the two. I was probably five, so.
That's terrific.
Wasn't doing a lot of maybe just being the remote back then, other than integrating the remote. Okay, so four jobs in the last 31 years, and all of them in the CE industry.
Yes.
And in that,
the custom, well, I'll say the CI, the custom installation.
Okay, specific to the custom install side.
Yes.
Okay, not necessarily the gadgetry or electronics, but more of the custom install product line, which is correct. Very much more geared towards CDO specific. So that is indeed true.
Yes.
And back then, were you even? I guess let's start with a simpler question. What made you even get into that field? Because that's a long career, being specifically in the industry that we are, I say, kind of a small niche in the overall technology industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are, I feel, large, but at the same time, when I tell people what I do, they're kind of like, oh, what does that relate to me? I'm like, in a couple of years, there's not going to be much left of a home that doesn't really have some sort of integration left into it, a basic
right,
form.
Well, you know, I worked for a manufacturer building cables and distribution amplifiers and switchers, and I actually started out in the warehouse and moved into the area of the RMAs, the returns.
Okay.
And because of my background with electronics, I had studied at a school called Control Data Institute. And, you know, I started repairing the electronics that were returned. And before I knew it, I took over the manufacturing. And, you know, we were building custom cabling for our integrators that needed special cables made and special devices made. And I prided myself in building relationships to learn new things, new products. Because typically a custom cable would turn into a standard off-the-shelf product.
Right.
And the idea was to support our integrators' efforts to get in and out of jobs quickly. You know, a lot of guys got stuck with the job being practically done, the integration being practically done, in a cable holding up the completion of a job.
Yeah. Now, back then, that's where you started, in the warehouse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Back at that point in your career, you're just starting off. Did someone introduce you to the concept of, hey, you know, over here we're doing this, and, you know, what's piqued your interest to even want to get into that field? Some people tell me it's by chance. It just happened that way. You know, there was a job open, so I started, you know, in the basics and worked my way up, and this is where I am today. Some right. people, like myself, was kind of by chance. I tell people on the show different times, and at home and at work and different things like that, my dad kind of implanted these ideas and thoughts in my head at a very young age. Had me working in the panel shop when I was preteen, doing very, very neat DIN-mounted pump crush controls with very white, nice wire controls and configurations. And at the time, I'm like, it's summertime outside, I don't even want to do this, I don't even know why I'm doing this. He showed me how to you know, do wiring diagrams, and, you know, I just wanted to be a kid. And back then, I guess I didn't really have an appreciation for the neat wiring and things like that, and why you would even have anything like that. All my interconnects and wiring needed to be X amount of inches out from the, you know, ins and outs to the controls, and down through the wire path, so that we could manage them and have diagrams for, you know, servicing and things like that. Because if I wasn't the next person to service it, you want to leave that, you know, that neat pathway and some sort of design and layout for someone to visually understand and get in and out and get the job done. So back then, I didn't really quite understand it until I got a little bit older and heard a little bit more about automation and controls and that going from large facilities into homes and things like that. And that's when it really started piquing my interest. I'm like, I didn't know people were doing this at home. And I wanted to get into it after that, after having some of that experience as a child.
That's pretty cool.
It's well, different. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't think most kids are learning that kind of stuff. And I think maybe now with all the do-it-yourself kits and things like that to learn diagrams, and there's like magnets out there from Maker Faire and things like that that teaches them how a circuit works, I think that might be more common.
Right, I think so too. Although we had magazines back then, actually printed magazines.
Yeah.
You know, that taught us how to build circuits. But you know, with me, you know, you asked me, how did I get into this business? Yeah. Well, I'm married 30 years. I'm in my career 31 years. So my wife and I, now my wife, we were both at the same college, and we both decided, well, let's get engaged, let's get married. And so we, you know, we got jobs and decided to go back to finish our bachelor's degrees mm-hmm. at night once we're married. Wow. So basically I just answered an ad to work in a warehouse.
Okay.
So I had, and you know, what I did was I went to college for 2 years and got an associate's degree. Then I wanted to try being a police officer, so I joined the Army and I was a military policeman on a 2-year enlistment, and I got to travel all over the world in just 2 short years. Came back home, went to school to learn electronics for a year at Control Data Institute. Now my wife, I had been dating her for, you know, 5-6 years before, and she endured my time in the military. But the bottom line is, I fell into this industry by chance. Okay. I got a job working in a warehouse. I got my hands on some stuff and started fixing things because of my background of learning electronics. And then got my bachelor's degree, went to an engineering school for my master's degree. And, you know, here I am.
So it was all for a girl. I'm just kidding.
All for a girl. That means where I'm sitting today in Indianapolis. Yes.
I'm just kidding. No, that's how I feel, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, I took a job and then that job I didn't hate and it actually ended up being pretty cool. And, you know, the job that you love now isn't really a job because if you're doing something you love, it's never really working.
That's correct.
And I'm excited that, you know, for 31 years you've been basically doing this nonstop to arrive at your new position as the chief executive officer of Cedia. And I feel like I should probably mention what Cedia is if you are not familiar with Cedia out there, listeners, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, but to my knowledge, is Custom Electronic Design Installation Association, correct?
Correct.
And what that means is it's a large organization of you and I and installers and designers in the custom install market, whether you are the installer, the designer, the engineer, the integration firm. This show, this organization is most definitely for you. And to my knowledge, it's heavily on the residential side, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right. I don't think that there is much on the commercial or pro, audio pro integration side, necessarily. Not to say that you couldn't use these things in that market, but it is kind of geared more to the residential market.
That's correct. I mean, you know, to give you the, you know, 140-character description, you know, Cedia is a global association whose members manufacture, design, and install technology for your home.
How very Twitter related. That is awesome.
Right.
I like that. We live in a Twitter 140 character limitation world where people's interactions are very quick because we're so busy installing things for your home. We don't have time to lay out the whole story unless we're at your house telling you. That being said, though, I believe Twitter is actually opening up, unrelated to the story here, opening up their 140 character limit, so we now can have time to tell you in great depth and detail what we're actually doing for your homes and the future of homes in general, which is coming soon. So let's just imagine that we are past 140 character limits. What exactly does Cedia I guess, can you give me a longer description than 140 characters of what exactly does CDA mean for an installer? Let's do a two-part thing. Let's the first part, what does CDA mean for the installers, the integration team? And then the second half, let's say, what does that even mean for the homeowner?
Right. Okay. Well, for the installer, so CDA, you know, we are the association and we have a show every year, right? So CDA 2015 takes place during the week of October 15th. I think it's the 12th to the 16th. And, you know, our show is the hub of innovation where people come to see, you know, the trends that shape technology for the homes. It's a place where people come to network and people come to see friends and mentors. So for our integrators, I mean, we have groups where like-minded individuals come together to learn from each other. We have, you know, we encourage volunteering where people have the opportunity to participate and, you know, make a difference in this industry by teaching and mentoring other integrators. They share success stories. They talk about products and technologies, and we offer education, including free webinars and videos and white papers, and we offer certifications.
Free?
You know, we have free.
How, you about, know, how am I supposed to make money on free? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's you make money by taking what we teach you here and taking it out to the marketplace.
That was the only answer I was looking for. You passed.
So, you know, sometimes when I'm in a room, you know, I'll ask people for a show of hands who has their bachelor's degree, their bachelor of science in AV integration. So there's no school out there offering degrees in what we do. So it's incumbent upon CEDIA to be the, you know, the teacher and the provider of the education and certifications and to create that knowledge.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask you about the classes and the knowledge and the certification, because there are certifications through CEDIA. There are courses. There are multiple levels of certifications, correct?
Correct. There are. and there's a number of them.
Yeah, there's not just like three. There's quite a bit.
Right. We have a government team that works to influence public policy to protect our members. We have career placement. We offer discounts that are equal to more than the cost of membership. We provide lead generation, and then we watch over the industry trends to protect, you know, to pretty much future-proof what we do. And we provide that information to our members so that they can get educated on new technologies, emerging technologies in advance of them even being released. So we also have award events. We help with marketing. I mean, there's a lot of value that we add to our integrator members. And for the homeowner, you know, we're positioning CEDIA to be the place where people, clients, come to find people, the actual integrators, to design, install, and update technology for their homes and for their lives.
So general homeowners come to CEDIA to get new ideas for maybe a new home they're building, or see the trends that are coming for maybe when they're getting ready to build that home, or maybe they're designing homes for other people, maybe they're the architect or interior design or network of those types of people. They'd come to CEDIA, wherever that may be. This year happens to be,
well,
Texas.
It's CEDIA.org is where they come. You know, about opening up the floor to the general public, I mean, that's something that we're talking about with the board. Because CEDIA, the show, is a trade show. It is for the trade. But we're going to be reviewing with, you know, the integrators and members that come to the show to see if they'd like the public, the general public, to come in on the last day, on the Saturday. So that we can, because what we offer up is like Disney World.
Yeah.
So
Disney World for the home. And exactly. I should probably just say that if you're ever planning on attending CD, if you've never been, 1 8-hour day is probably a good start, but I feel like perhaps maybe that's not enough to really get the full scope of what is going on at Cedia. It is a good start. So if you can only make one day, just do a full 8 hours and just walk the floor as much as you can. See as much as you can, talk to as many people as you can, whether just people in the industry, manufacturers, just see what's available. It like you said, it is Disneyland. And the best way I can explain that is when I tell people what I do, and they come to my showroom, right? Maybe they just came there for one of the multiple things that we offer or do for a home or a building. And they're just there for the one thing, and I start to show them some of the other possibilities they were unaware of could even happen. You kind of see the eyes get big, the irises get bigger. You can see imaginations run wild. And it sometimes get a little overwhelmed, just like when you get to Disneyland. There's so much sights and sounds and all this different things going on at once. It definitely is an experience. So again, if you could only do one day, just try and engulf as much as possible in that 1 8-hour day.
That's right. But, you know, before I gave you dates, I didn't have my calendar open. But the show does start. It's in Dallas this year, and it starts on Thursday the 15th, and it goes through Saturday the 17th of October.
Day one is media on the 14th, then?
Correct.
Sorry, I got an email about that earlier.
I'm there Sunday to Sunday. I get there on...
Well, you gotta be.
And I'm there through the 18th. Oh yeah, and I love that part to see the whole build up.
I have yet to get the whole build up. Everywhere I get invited for all that stuff, I'm like, if I'm there the whole time, who's running the show back here? My assistant is the answer to that question. I have this little tiny assistant. She does all my works on my blogs, on my writing, on my posts, all my emails. So if you ever get an email from me and it's sloppily typed, it's my assistant because she's all paws and no thumbs. She's a little Chihuahua Maltese mix, but she works hard for the money, so I treat her well.
I want that email.
She's pretty good. You can find her on CNET because she's pretty heavily into technology, where she's on my laptop, which may or may not be an Apple product we talked about earlier. She herself prefers Apple versus Android. I'm heavily on the Android side. But she does well. She works hard. Now, in terms of Cedia, we talked about what that means for an installer or the show, but Cedia.org is specifically, right, for the homeowner aside to Cedia.net?
Right. So Cedia.net is for the integrator.
Okay.
And again, so, you know, the Cedia.org creates a lead generation for our integrator members because homeowners go there to search for an integrator in their area. The .net site gives the integrator the portal to all, some of the webinars that are recorded and posted, white papers that are posted up there, a listing of coursework to take, and the certifications that are available.
Okay, wait, let's talk about this really quick. Now, CD.net integrators, right? What's available, what we should be learning, what information we have available to us. The homeowner can go to Cedia.org to look for certified Cedia members and installers or integration firms.
Now, there are case studies there for the homeowner who may be on the fence about what type of integration work they want done in their home. And so there's value.
Let me ask a question about the homeowner. How would a potential homeowner or homeowner who's looking for smart home installer designers and things like that learn about the Cedia.org website or Cedia's existence for them? I guess where would they learn about something like that?
You know, we have magazines that Electronic Lifestyles magazines that we publish. You know, take out ads in Electronic House magazine. You know, we're on you know, all the social media sites.
Okay, so the traditional ways, marketing.
Right. Marketing. That's right.
Right. Okay, just curious. I wanted just want to see if there was other ways, or if there was like events put on, or CDS sponsors specific for the homeowner education purposes, or just traditional printed media and marketing.
Right. Well, one of the things that we're going to implement here is partnerships with other associations. You know, we're going to be an important part of the National Association of Home Builders, the National Association of Realtors, the Consumer Electronics Association. So through partnerships with those other associations, you know, we will, these are very important steps that we need to take to communicate our value.
So let's take that into another step here. You said through the CEA, the Consumer Electronics Association, is an avenue that CEDIA is considering perhaps working with to promote CEDIA?
Correct.
Okay. And you yourself, to my knowledge and my Googling, shows that you have some association with the CEA, correct?
Correct. I actually was on the board of directors for the Tech Home Division of the Consumer Electronics Association. And I actually sat on the committee for education and certification.
Interesting. We'll have to talk later after the show. Now, that also is probably heavily involved with their show, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And because of that, I don't know whether or not CEDIA will do that, but it sounds like you're talking about it. I think, or I feel, that that is probably a really good idea. Because if you've ever been to CES, it is very, you know, pushed to consumers, right? It's the Consumer Electronics Show. It's in the name. And I've been a few times to cover the show in the past, and for my own nerd and technology purposes, go because I'm interested in seeing all the latest gear and gadgets and technology for home, for personal use, for technology purposes. And it hasn't really had a lot of the home integration side, although they have had some stuff there that, you know, shows a few things. Okay, you know, this brand, this vendor, this manufacturer has their latest and greatest product X. You know, these products are coming out, everyone's excited, this one or two maybe specifically geared towards the installer and things like that, but not really a lot. Not really for the install. Like, if you're an integrator, CES isn't really the show for you unless you're really into just technology, because it's not really geared towards integration and things like that. It's just technology for consumers, and it kind of engulfs everything technology, from e-cigarettes to flat panels and LED everything, to just technology. I mean, there are some, you know, some integration booths in area, but very niche and small, and not necessarily a section or an area where a homeowner would just kind of wander in and know this is for the home integration market, or this is for what we can do with their home. I mean, I think they have started to build that up a little bit, but there isn't a larger area. And I think having CEDIA there as an area or a booth that helps promote that stuff, or that concept of what we've been doing for the last 31 years, to my knowledge, is huge. I think that's a great step for advancing. Like what I said earlier, was that very soon, in the not so distant future of our existence, it's going to be very common, or uncommon, I should say, to find a home that doesn't have some sort of technology integration built in. And in fact, in some of the polls that I've worked recently and done internally and read about, more people buying homes these days are turning down homes that don't have some sort of technology built in because the area or the world that we live in is very heavily technology driven. So to think, if you're going to buy a new home, why would you buy one that doesn't live in the current future that we live in?
Correct.
Unless you're planning on just building it that way. But
Right. And you know what? Technology is everywhere. We wake up to technology, we go to bed with technology. I like to say, we connect our clients, from the bedroom to the boardroom, beyond it, and back to the bedroom. It's the first thing we look at in the morning and the last thing that we do at night. So it follows us around and it connects us to everything.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, our associations complement each other because first there's the awareness and then it's how do I get it done?
Right.
So any association that creates the awareness for our technology is a friend, and we're the association that gets it done, gets it built, gets it integrated, keeps it working, updates it. That's what we do.
Very, very good thoughts there. Gonna let everyone think about that while I say my spiel about Ingram Micro. I mentioned in the beginning, Ingram Micro, they're the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can find some of the previous guests that have been on my show. I will give you one, but not all. One of them was Sennheiser. They were on my show. They're also found at ingrammicro.com. Find some of the other guests that I've had on my show in the past and other solutions for you in your home or for you as an integrator at ingrammicro.com. Now, Vin, I'm excited to see where, this one little tidbit that you've shared with me is huge alone, that you were considering working with the CEA, which I think is a brilliant move on your part. I don't know if that's all you or that's just one of the things because you are incorporated with them in the past. I think that's great. I really hope that works out. I really do. I think that's a great step forward. But that's not maybe the only steps that you're making there at CEDIA. And you've only been, to my knowledge, you've only had, unless you work the weekend, which is very possible, you've only had 2 days now at CEDIA. Is that correct?
That's right.
Two official days.
I started on Thursday. Yes.
Okay. And in that time, you're already making big moves just that alone, I think, is huge.
Okay.
Do you see CEDIA staying specifically in residential market?
Yes. There's a lot of work to be done there. It's a ballooning, it's a booming business. In the next 5 years, it's going to triple what it is today. So our focus is in, the residential market.
Okay.
Our concentration is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that technology is everywhere, and no matter where our clients are, we will connect. We'll keep them connected to their home.
Okay. We should probably mention it again. If you haven't registered for the show, it's in Dallas, October 14th through the 17th. Head over to CEDIA.net. You should probably do it soon because it's coming very, very fast. And if you're not already signed up to be a CEDIA member, if you're not a CEDIA member, you should probably at least consider it. To my knowledge, or at least last time I went, because it's been a few years now, if you are a CEDIA member, it is free to attend CEDIA. If you're not, it costs money, but that money is invested back. It all works out in the end.
It works out in the end, but there are definitely financial benefits to being a member.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're part of an inner circle of colleagues and peers, and you have manufacturer partners, and all of which they are designed to work together to make you successful.
Agreed.
So it's profitable. It's profitable to be a CEDIA member.
And it is a yearly commitment that renews once a year, just like any membership. Unless it's the Mickey Mouse Club, I think that's just a lifetime membership. But it is a yearly membership. And it is well worth the money. It definitely is. Cedia is one of my favorite shows to attend. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry, or maybe it's because I love technology, maybe it's a little bit of both. But it's fun. You get to, like you mentioned already, Ben, you get to see old friends, you get to meet new friends, you are integrated into this tightly knitted community of like-minded individuals who may be smarter than you, maybe you're smarter than them, but together we are all smart and help advance the industry, the technology, and for me, when I go, I like to see, just like when I go to any technology show, I like to see maybe stuff that I currently design, sell, install, but not only that, see what other people are doing, talk with other individuals, take a class or 12, depending on how much time I have in a day, right, or the week, learn some new things, get certified with things I'm not already in. Because technology changes, I'm never going to learn everything, but it does help to stay somewhat caught up on the latest advancements or some of the things that make sense for me as an installer, a company, to offer that to my homeowners who rely on me to know these things. That's what CD is all about. You are the guiding force of the homes of our future.
Right. I like to think of it like this. As long as there's technology, there will be people who need help with it. And our members provide the exceptional experiences to our clients.
That's a good way to look at it. I like that. Now, not only is there... Okay, well, we should talk about this. The show that's in Dallas isn't the only show that happens because it's a regional thing, right? So there's CD shows all over the world, correct?
That's correct.
Now, the one we're doing is just one locally here to the States. Or, well, yeah, right?
That's correct. We put on, our Cedia Expo, as it's as some people refer to it as, is with us once a year. We also have awards banquets, and we have... and another office in the EMEA region, and we're in 71 countries all over the world.
Ooh, and do all those countries have Cedia shows, if you will, or events?
Yeah, well, we offer education in all those countries. We have roundtable discussions that we put together. So we put together events not quite the size and scope of a CD show like we have here. Mm-hmm. But we get attention, and, we're in markets that are also set to explode, like, in China and India. And, just there's a lot of exciting things happening all over the world.
Okay. So 2 days or 3 days now into your new job as the CEO of Cedia. If you can share these thoughts in 1 year from... today, you'll be a year and 2-3 days in. Do you have a year goal that you want to achieve to have be done in 1 year as your role now with Cedia?
I do. I actually have several goals as they relate to different categories. But let's just take member manufacturers.
Okay.
What's very, very important is that we stay ahead of this growing market. And what's very, very important is that we actually stay ahead of new product and new technology announcements, such that we're prepared with curriculum, education curriculum, to teach about the new technologies before they're even shipping. So I'm a forward-facing person by nature. My best work will be out in the field in front of our member integrators and our member manufacturers.
Okay.
And, it's our member manufacturers that invent and build products and solutions that our member integrators design into technology systems for homes. So my goal is to work with our manufacturers such that we have education already published prior to new product announcements.
So you're going to spend a lot of time in different cities on the manufacturing floor, putting in elbow grease to get that information back to us as the installers and designers.
Right, and then back here, working with our curriculum developers.
Okay.
And then out in the field, working with our integrators to give them the sneak peeks and to encourage a participation in the education that we offer. So what that does, it'll make for seamless installations.
Okay.
And maximizing the profitability of our integrators so that they can, you know, get into jobs and provide the latest and greatest to their clients. Seamless installations, and they'll be able to quickly and efficiently move to the next job.
In 1 year, I want to have you back on the show and see how much of this will be true and how much more you've done, or see exactly where this prediction or your goals have taken our industry, taken you, and see if you've gone just, you know, if this is just the basics and you've gone far beyond that, or if you, you know, you've at least done that in itself, which is, I think, a big challenge to be all those places and provide, you know, CEDIA training to us so that we can be ahead.
That's correct.
Ahead of launch, basically. So that way when new products come out, because they come out all the time, we're going to know how we can get them incorporated into systems and deployed in the field successfully.
Right. And you know, Johnny, you are an important partner to me. So I hope to be back on your show before a year is out so that I can share with you my progress.
Cool. What are you doing next Monday?
Next Monday, I'll be in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
I could call you from the show floor. I'd be happy to walk because I have Skype right here on my phone.
That would be great. Let's coordinate something like that. I actually think that's a great idea. Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to do lots of checkups periodically throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have you back more than once. We'll coordinate it. We'll coordinate. I definitely think I want to monitor the progress, not to be that guy kind of a thing. But I just because this is an area of interest to me, I think that this is important, and I think it's good information to share with our installers out there, or the members, the CEDIA members out there. I think it's good information to provide for everybody. I think that's just important in general.
You know, communication is everything. I mean, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And, you know, to me, the media is very important part of what I want to accomplish here at CEDIA, and it's getting our great stories out there.
Agreed. People know what they don't know, and I've been known to know a thing or two about a thing or two. When I don't, I invite the experts. So that's why I invited you on the show. I was like, oh, I better get somebody who knows what they're talking about on the show. Register now for CEDIA Expo 2015. It's in Dallas, October 14th through 17th. It's coming very, very soon. If you haven't gotten a ticket, do like a one-day thing. You know, if you can do all, awesome. Definitely do it. I think it's a big show that takes a little time, but 8 hours of one of, you know, of that week is well worth it. If you're not a member, seriously consider doing it. You know, maybe this time, you know, I'm not sure I want to do the investment. I want to go to the show. Okay, go to the show. You know, don't become a member just yet. Go experience this. See what it is that you're missing, and I guarantee you, you will be signing up as a member for the returning year. Or even that for the rest of this year to gain access and knowledge and all this free training and knowledge. Knowledge is power, and it is something that is one of the best tools that you will ever have in your installer toolkit. If anyone is interested in learning more about CEDIA, we've mentioned multiple websites. For the installer, it's www.cedia.net. For the homeowner, it's cedia.org, where you can learn more about a CEDIA Pro in your area. If you are interested in being social like myself and you want to just check them out on Facebook, go to facebook.com/Cedia, C-E-D-I-A, .region2. On Twitter, it's at Cedia. YouTube, if you like videos and you just want a visual stimulation and how-tos and learning, youtube.com/user/CediaHQ. They're on the gram, Instagram. I believe it's also at Cedia or CediaHQ. I'll have to confirm on my notes here because I follow them because I'm cool like that. If you want to follow the new thinker, CEO at Cedia, my friend Vin, it's at Cedia Vin, CediaVin, at Cedia Vin on the Twitter. And should Twitter still exist tomorrow and you want to yell at me, my Twitter handle is at JMOTA3, JMOTA3. Same as Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Google Plus, should that still be a thing. Tumblr, blah, 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 blah. I'm there somewhere. Just give me a shout out. And if you want to give me some notes on my show, you want to learn more about some of my guests, maybe you want to tell me you didn't like my show, tell me whatever you want. My personal email, no spam please, is Johnny, JohnnyMota, 3, at gmail.com. If anyone is interested in reaching my friend Vin, is there a way they can do that, or is the Cedia website probably the best way to reach out in general?
Well, I mean, you could actually, I'll give you my number here. You could call me right here at the office at 317-222-3241 and reach me by email, vbruno@cedia.org.
Wow.
I'm committed to answering every question. By nature, you know, I'm forward facing, like I said earlier, and I return every phone call and email I get pretty much the same day that I get them. And, you know, by the same day, that's all the way up to 11:59 at night.
Vin, if you could leave us all with one phrase, what would it be?
A Cedia home is luxurious, safe, and efficient. And I'm proud to say that we bring families together through entertainment, comfort, luxury, security, and energy efficiency.
Everyone, this has been AV Insider.